We're
Right.
using both now, and both's gonna fail.
Well, let's just not use the ME6 one because Craig worked last time.
Let's hope then.
All right. I don't know how hard it was for you to like splice it all those different layers down to one layer too, but that was very helpful.
Yeah, I know. I just exported the wrong way the first time. It's a little confusing.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for showing up, everybody. This loose plan here that I posted in the TechPod channel that I just came up with in the last 10 minutes. So hopefully it covers everything. If you guys want to talk about anything else, of course, obviously just bring it up. But otherwise, I think we'll just like go through this. Starting with the current like in flight things. I know we closed down Rados, like that bounty with the Treasury viewer, and it's live and it looks really good. So I think the other one is Asthmatic, the dependency updates, package dependency updates.
And for that one, I'm just having trouble replicating locally the alchemy error that it happens in Vercel. So really, it's either whether it's the node version or basically what the build configuration in Vercel is, and like whether or not it's using PMPM or removing the cache. It's something along those lines. But that's kind of it's kind of just stuck with me trying to break my local deployment system or my local build just not able to reproduce the error.
It definitely could be an issue with the Vercel deployment being like not consistent with the local deployment steps.
Yeah.
Some caching or something like that would be my instinct.
The issue is a compiler error for an object. I mean, it's been in the screenshots as we've gone back and forth on the issue. Mm-hmm. There's an object that is specifying a property that's throwing a type issue. Or a type error, excuse me.
Right, but it's like it's not being recreated locally, and like the whole point of this PR.
I was able to recreate it locally though, on my machine, pulling it from the PR. Yeah, that was the initial screenshot that I posted there.
Yeah, and I noticed you just ran next build. Are you using like PNPM? I don't know. Basically, the versioning there is like what the difference is. I did see like you were able to recreate it locally, but I just haven't been able to with my setup, and it grabs the correct type file.
Yeah, these are the build steps.
So I'm just curious, if I pull up the PR right now with the asthmatic package updates branch, I won't see alchemy ID colon alchemy API key in the code, is what you're saying?
No. As in, changing that is kind of goes into like, updating, like basically not the Wagney related client connect in this case, But the version that we're on is not the one where you actually need to remove that and put it into transports. And that's kind of like, essentially, if I do that and start moving it into transports, then we get into the WAGMI V2 conflicts with that and Veeam. And just the things we weren't updating.
And I can't merge a like PR that can't pass the build step though either way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm not
advocating for that.
Yeah. So I mean, nothing in the build process has changed. Do we need to update anything? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I definitely want. I mean, we've been doing this for an extended period of time at this point. I would love to be free from it. So do you need any? Is there something that needs to be updated? I guess I'm not understanding the issue.
Seeing as like a deployment with like all the build logs instead of just the error to see kind of the steps it's taking, like if the node version that it's using, if it's actually like running, if PMPM is actually resolving and all the interconnected like peer dependencies and stuff, because that's what it is that it's grabbing.
Well, the package lock is updated, so it's whatever files are in the it's whatever versions are in the PR, so that's what the lock file's for.
Yeah, well, I can't replicate.
That's what that's what determines the version of the file or the version of the package that gets resolved is the lock file. So I guess I don't understand what you're saying there.
Is that I'm using the same lock file and I can't replicate the error.
Interesting. Yeah, because I'm absolutely able to if I run the build step on the web. It throws the same config error for me locally, pulling the most recent version.
And are you
using I have the my local version and then the remote version of the deployment pipeline that also says the same thing. So that's why I'm asking, are there any config updates? Do I need to add an environment variable? If there's anything that, because you keep mentioning Vercel, but again, I can replicate it locally. So is there any updates that need to be made? Have you changed anything that needs to be updated on the Vercel side to make that a factor in the issue?
No, I have not changed anything.
I think what he's saying is that he can't recreate it locally.
There's something in both the Vercel and on your machine, and you were able
that
to do that.
That is just incredibly unlikely that it on it both exists. The same issue would exist, and yeah. So
I'm definitely willing to admit it could be like kind of deeper in my like PNPM install and or like I saw that you just ran next versus that could be in like my global cache. I've just kind of been running at it for a while, and I'm as tired of it as you are, but trust me. But that's kind of essentially the update there, is that the transport like update thing, but I will see like if my kind of local environment is not set up the same as and it's not like throwing that error currently, then it might just lead us down to a new set of errors that are also interconnected with like higher versions of client config, or I think client config and WAGMI and those.
Okay, well, it sounds like something that needs more time. and more attention. So let's move past it for now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try and recreate it on my machine and see. You know, it's I haven't touched it yet in a while, at least since the you know the package updates have been made. So maybe it'll reveal something. All right. Okay. The other thing. So to conclude that, I guess basically like this is the end of the month. We were setting like a cadence to like at the end of the month send out, you know, bounties and retro compensation, just so that we don't have to do it like ad hoc as like you know as things are completed. So we'll close out. Rado's bounty with the treasury viewer and keep this one open. And then the next thing I wanted to like talk with everybody about was basically like retro compensation. And me and Mulf were essentially, you know, discussing that obviously like running the Vercel deployments and the GitHub and PR requests and all that type of stuff is like, you know, there's some overhead to it and there's some energy that we put into it. So essentially defining the retro compensation for those things, probably just in NARS. And I have like a loose definition in the, you know, in the my most recent message, the Tech Pod channel about what the roles we are currently like, you know, filling are with Mulf being, and obviously like we're kind of versatile with this and everybody assists in this to certain degree, but I think like it's best to identify people to like kind of hold that responsibility just so that it becomes more reliable and then we have like a contact point and stuff like that. And I think me and Mulf have been pretty solid about fulfilling these two roles of like the TechPod admin, which is essentially like managing Vercel deployments and pull requests and sort of like gatekeeping what gets merged in. And making sure that it's like, you know, up to like standards and like, you know, things aren't breaking and getting merged in before they're ready, that type of thing. And then this project manager role, and these are whatever, just arbitrary terms, just for the sake of like identifying them. But like project manager role would be the one that I've been filling, which is essentially running and logging these meetings, and coming with like an agenda and stuff like that, and making sure that like we stay on topic and like, you know, end up with action items at the end of them, as well as like coordinating between like the different pods and, you know, if we need something from community or they need something from us, like making sure that stays, everybody's in contact with each other who needs to be. And then the big one is like managing the GitHub issues and communication on there. And I guess we could probably fill in some other stuff there, but if anybody has any other roles that they want to identify, or like if honestly, if there's anything about this that like anybody has any opinions on, I'm open to hearing it for sure. Like this is just my thoughts on it. I'm one guy. But I think that like one NAR per week per role makes sense for this. I mean, at the current like auction settling cost of these things, it's like $30 for an R. It's like $30 a week is, you know, I think very, very modest for the amount of effort that goes into maintaining this stuff so far. Obviously we can adjust that as things change, but I would make the case for that being distributed now. So 4 for me and 4 for Mulf.
Yeah, I totally see and identify you guys as the roles that you described there. Before talking compensation, those roles they come with, like as you said, like gatekeeping as well, and I think you could talk a little bit after agreeing with you about like how is this minor governance might work, in a sense that if ever there's like a conflict of opinion that should be merged, that shouldn't be merged, like that's that decision power, it's also coming with those roles, or like we're Have you thought about it, like, in some way? I know you all trust a lot your move. Rather, basically, I think everyone respects everyone's opinion here very much. But in this hypothetical scenario of there's a conflict, how do you solve this conflict?
I would probably put it to the tech pod to vote.
Hello, everyone. Good night. Good evening. Sorry.
if it's ever contentious, we could always put it to a vote of the tech pod. I mean, it'd be the simplest way to do it.
And who is able to vote on that? We're going to roll keep that with the pod tech roll?
Yep. Yeah, with the existing party.
The existing party, you mean party on the on party DAO, party app.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, technically at the moment, anybody can submit a request to like approve funds for either transferring or like, you know, approval for that distribution contract. So like in a way that's already, I mean, it's not, obviously you can't really like, you can't gatekeep like a merging of like a pull request into the repo through the tech pod, but you can control like the bounty distribution, which is almost effectively the same thing. Not obviously, but you know.
No, I was kind of more about the conflict, like opinions on like on the code, you know, like
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's tough.
I had an experience with like a DAO. There's like an engineer that's like supposed to be like open, but he was known for like gatekeeping and you had to please him, you know. So I'm not saying in any means that would be the case here. I didn't even have the opportunity for that to happen, but it's like just like if you're establishing like roles and compensations for those roles, like. I just think it's healthy to state that if there's ever a conflict, we can vote as a group, independent of the ones holding the responsibility of gatekeeping that I think it always will be.
I actually may even propose that you think about it a different way, right? These things that are typically contentious in this way, you can just set standards ahead of time and have everybody agree to that. And it kind of solves the issue before it arises in a sense as well. So that's also another way to approach that issue.
How is that again? I don't understand.
I mean, you could just, we can decide the rules instead of, and then everyone agrees to the rules as far as like the issues. Because we kind of have like an issue template essentially, but you know, a lot of repos have like terms of contributing that you have to accept. And that's something GitHub allows you to set up pretty easily as well. So we can codify, you know, what we as a group decide either way. And then put it there, and then it's not up for anyone to. I mean, I guess you can interpret
like,
it.
I mean, like multi-seek the merge, like it's gonna merge if like
this. Oh no, that's not a thing. Yeah, the best you can do is have like two multiple reviewers required on a PR. But I mean, there's no practical or technical way to really enforce what you're talking about. It's more of a social consensus rather than anything else. So that's what we should. That's pretty much how we should approach it, is from the social consensus. Rather than any sort of that thing. So, yeah. And if we have a set of rules and standards, then it just takes out like a lot of the contentiousness around the petty stuff for sure. And
I mean, the technical side, but I don't know, maybe like have like a. We should have this. Feature, we shouldn't have this feature. This feature comes with this package. I don't want to have this headache. A lot of people in the community want that feature. I don't know, some kind of situation like that. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, man, I'm not. I don't really want to argue about packages if that's what people are trying to do in general. I mean, that's just not it, period.
Yeah, I'm trying to build it like a nice example here, but I just like to have it clear that I like how's that, how the gatekeeping. Where it's right in the beginning, you know, before like any other.
Right now, it is your code good by my subjective opinion, and that's been working thus far. So I don't really know how else to codify other than that until we decide stuff as a group. So yeah, that's how it's been working. you know, we can get some governance on that going and add terms and conditions to, you know, like a code of conduct to the repo. And then, yeah, I mean, there's only so many packages that you need. If you're importing a bunch of packages for stuff you could write yourself or that's not like standard to do, like if you import Leftpad to the code base, I'm going to publicly shame you. You know what I mean? Or is even. So, you know, just like generally be a good developer. It would be my best advice in that regard. And if you have an idea, I mean, I want people to do the work. I'm too busy to do it personally. I want to pay people to do this work. That's literally the whole point right now. So, yeah, just
on that point, I'm agree. I'm just trying to cover, like, let's say someone comes and like makes like stamps or ordinals of like NARS and like makes a PR that like displays on the website. Some people in the community like it, but the people that is keeping think that ordinals are racist because it's all like a racist collection on ordinals. And there's like a conflict of opinion. There's not a technical issue, like if the code is good or not. You know, I've come up with a crazy, crazy, crazy example, you know, like just to stretch it up the most that we can. Because for me, it's just like important that we make it clear.
Ogami still makes decisions like that either way. I mean, we would hold off until we heard from him. So as far as putting anything on the top level domains, I mean, nothing has changed as far as that. We're not, you know, if anything outside the already established norms would have some sort of review, whatever that looks like. It's probably just going to be us talking to Gami, most likely. But yeah, if it gets that contentious, I honestly don't want anything to do with it. So I'll leave you all to figure that out.
I think ultimately, any major conflict could be overruled by like a governance proposal that like enforces some kind of behavior of the pod, like if something happens, right?
That's why we set up the party, though, is to get around all that. I mean, I that's why we have our own like sub-DAO set up with its own stream.
But, yeah. Okay.
I would say just like an exercise common sense where possible.
We keep as a small group of developers and contributors, I think we don't get these problems as soon. But as we grow up, I think it would be nice to have like a governance, like a DAO for accepting PRs and doing stuff like this. But as a small group, I think we don't need this now.
Yeah, no, I'm just being annoying about that because it's one of the situations that the DAO has to centralize, like to have efficiency, you know? So I just think it's
how it's.
It's not decentralized right now, and yeah, unless an issue comes up in the near term, it's probably not going to be. Someone has to review the PRs, someone has to be the arbiter of quality, and anyone else is welcome to do it. Please feel free, but just understand, you know, that is a responsibility that you bear at that point. And I'm happy to let anyone have it.
You guys are like crushing it, and as I said, it's just a general wonder, and I fucking vote for that request of 1 hour a week, and I think it's very, very humble, by the way.
I don't want to speak for Bagel Face here, but I like you all more than I like most people in my regular life, so I do it for the vibes, mostly.
I like people in my regular life too, but I like you guys also.
yeah, that's just a me thing. Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion on it basically is that, like, you know, obviously we have like the DAO structure for any sort of like hard consensus if we really do need to. Like, honestly, even Gami, I would think, would bend the knee to like a hard consensus from a DAO vote if it came to putting something up that he didn't like or whatever, because ultimately, like, we're all just sort of like delegates for, you know, all of the individual participants in this DAO. And like the whole reason that we have the tech party is to reduce friction of, you know, essentially just distributing like compensation and making decisions as a, you know, as like a subcommittee of like, you know, technical people within this DAO that are ultimately working to, you know, move it forward.
So And, seeking for efficiency, and sometimes seeking for efficiency, we have to sacrifice a little bit of the D of DAO. But I'm just exercising as we got as a point, and I think it's healthy. But
Definitely, like, you know, understand the sentiment and like appreciate it. Like, ultimately, like, we want it to be as flat of a hierarchy as possible, and that, you know, sometimes it's just necessary evils.
And like in this case, we gotta stake trust, right? And I can't think two guys that I trust more for this position than you both. So with that, I close my case.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Yeah, same. And I understand too. I mean, I've been, yeah, I think we all have, but yeah, it's just it's a small enough crew at this point, and I'm not precious about it. If you can make a good enough case to me, and yeah, it doesn't totally break anything, why not? That's, yeah, if you're worried about, or, you know, thinking about my personal thesis on it, it's, yeah, if it's good enough, and we can always roll it back if it's bad, you know, as long as we're not helping anyone get scammed. It's all kind of an live experiment. But I would say, you know, if you want to throw a curveball in there, just come with a little bit of the why and the reasoning. And, you know, I think as long as it makes sense to this group of people, there's no reason, as long as there's no technical issues with the idea. And, you know, like, ordinals could potentially be scammy too. So I think there's, you know, we can do some experimentation, just not to that level, like linking people to a different asset, but we should also not be afraid to do stuff either. You know, the pendulum kind of swings the other way.
Yeah, no, but I might say too, like, I think the way that you guys handle the revisions right now, not just led us all to a better code, because but also I think it's providing personal and professional growth to everyone here, and that's why I want to stick around as well, find my way to help, and to be next to this and grow as well. So you guys are doing a tremendous job.
Dude, if you have any ideas, let's get some of this sent out. I want to fund, you know, small tech ideas, weird experiments, kind of what I was saying when we were talking about it initially. If everybody's down with that, at least in part. So, yeah, I would say now is the time. If we have any cool experiments that are, you know, the front end or or not even related to that, but that could be cool. You know, to your point, now could be the time to try some more interesting stuff. And we can incentivize folks to do it.
Yeah, we have to do it quickly too, because it's losing value rapidly.
Yeah. Now, you first could pay engineers. Now it's say we're able to pay interns, your salaries. But I also like just want to say that I don't think we need to feel that we are touched. In the main website, we can maybe create tools as well, right? Outside of it, like crazy ideas, as Move said.
For sure, yeah. Anything that comes to mind, like, pitch it, you know? I mean, I think it's always cooler if we can find a way to integrate it into the website, just because it makes it, like, more easily discoverable by people who already know that that site exists. You know, it's everything being sort of like spider webby, like outwards, makes it like feel very difficult to find. And I think the further and further away you get from it, like the less official it feels too. You're like, what the hell even is this? But yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, that shit's going to come through tomorrow. And then we can start doing whatever we want with it. It's discretionary funding. So we can, you know, we can do whatever. We already had a few ideas that we had up. So, it's a start at least.
Right. So, we talked about Rato. We talked about Wismatic. Thing there. And we all agreed on the upcoming party proposal transferring 4 NARS each for Move and Bagel, right? That's what it did so far. Confirmation?
Yep.
And I can see here that Bagel also brought... Yeah, that's 0.3. Now on the 0.4, what do you want to do if Nortax doc look like? Can you use the existing notion? Should create a bounty for setting up?
Yeah, so this one was sort of... Because last week, Vlad, you had mentioned something about the docs. I don't know if it was on the call or if it was just like in the chat, but like we do have here, let's see if I can pull it up real quick. There's like, you know, a starting point for all the docs, and like it could potentially be something that's useful, especially when we're talking about like setting up, like, I mean, really that's truthfully something that could live in the GitHub, but like putting details about, like, you know, what are the, you know, the expectations for code quality and shit like that, as well as like other things like having the definition for these roles and like what the compensation form is, you know, like all this stuff could sort of live in, you know, I have it set up right now as GitHub pages, but like, and it also does not work, but oh wait, it does.
Nice. So maybe it was like a reflecting thing.
Okay, cool. So I don't know. Did somebody change something here? Because I was playing with this other day and it was like not building, but
I don't know. That seems to be, I think that's the old version as well.
Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know. What... I was up late one night and I like manually changed like a bunch of pre-built, like I like find and replace the like a bunch of pre-built JavaScript files with like a different URL. And I was like, well, I guess that didn't work, but clearly it does. So like this is a starting point. Obviously, like it's probably a little out of date, but like I could see a lot of potential with something like this being sort of linked to from like nars.wtf. And because this lives in our GitHub, you know, we can make like collaborative changes to it that reflect like the decisions that we make in these meetings, and have them like immediately sort of like reflect in like what looks to be like a more official, I think, and easier to find like format. Just my personal opinion. I'm happy to keep things in GitHub like we were saying, but you know, having the, you know, the, it almost kind of acts like a little bit of like a wiki for us, you know, that we, from what I understand, you can't have like an org level wiki in GitHub. You can only do it on the project level. So might be a little better. I don't know. And I know we also have Notion as well, but I don't know what Notion is being used for. Jasper, I know that you made like a tutorial for, you know, for onboarding people with NARS, like by making like the, you know, transferring a token from the treasury to that person versus minting it. So, you know, there's that aspect of it
too. That's, I think it's a very good overlap from the pod community and the pod tech, because this demand come up on the onboarding session you're doing there. And like the recent onboarding proposals had that thing, like, we're using the create token function there. So Jasper did that. And like, when you say docs, my mind go to three places. One, it's like docs where like people can find tutorials to understand NARS, like normies. And docs as like the documentation of the pod tech where you have the definitions and the meeting agenda. But I think something like Notion or the GitHub discussion, the GitHub features there. And there are docs kind of like for devs that could be an advanced part on the of the first one. Good thing about those docs like together is that they can feed an AI, and like people can ask questions from basic to very advanced as well. But yeah, my mind goes to the three places, you know, which like three needs. And like what Jasper is doing is like covering like new users to learn how to make an onboarding proposal, and at the same time a documentation need and how the DAO works, you know. So I don't know which one we want to talk about first, or if it is like just one for you. I don't know.
Well, I guess for me, I'm not really sure what exists at the moment as far as, like, you know, think about like docs. We obviously have, like, you know, we have NARS.com, which explains all of the sort of like the basic stuff, how it works, right? Like this page, which is, to be honest, probably a little bit out of date, probably even still references. Yeah, like, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, we should probably go through and make sure that this is up to date. But like, this is, to me, like the sort of like the high level landing page for people who don't know anything about it at all, and they want to just figure out what it is. And the docs would be, you know, a deeper dive into the specific aspects of the DAO, that would include stuff like, you know, creating a proposal for this specific use case, like specifically for onboarding new skaters, right? I don't know, like other aspects of maybe the community pod would need it for, like, managing like content created by people that they're like, here's me like skating like this NARS deck, like you can use it to post on Instagram or something like that, like how to submit stuff like that. As well as, you know, we could have a section in it that is, I could even see like at the top here, like having like a, like an intro, like tech and community sort of like section to it, that lets people easily sort of navigate to what they're looking for. But if we already have something going on with Notion, which I don't really know about, I mean, I got added to one the other day, but it looked like it was relatively new. So I'm not really sure what the community pod is doing. Maybe we can coordinate with them. The only issue that I would see with these, with docs that are maintained on GitHub, is they're much more difficult for non-technical people to contribute to.
Yeah, kind of. Like, because we can have a tutorial on that. The problem with Notion and tutorial is that, like, a tutorial gets outdated on Notion, nobody cares. If you have a website and it's outdated, like, people are like, hey, it's outdated there. And I believe it, like, needs something fluid, like the GitHub thing. Maybe can be Notion, but like a website for, you know, tweeting about specific case, like a USDC proposal, like we did, and like the one that Jasper did. I think it belongs in some place like this with docs, you know, in a doc style.
Yeah, I agree. Like Notion is sort of like more internal and by default, like a little bit messier and more chaotic, whereas like this is a polished sort of, you know, people can like link to it on Twitter and be like, hey, this is, and be confident that it's going to still be there and in the same form, relatively speaking, like, you know, as when they first encountered it. And it also, like, you know, it's probably a lot more optimized for, like, you know, for search engines. If it's in this format.
And if you want to contribute, actually, if you click on tutorials there. And you go to the bottom of the page of like any page. You have this edit this page button. Up. Well, on the bottom of the page. Sorry, on the bottom of the page on the left side. Yeah. And you can click it.
Okay. Yeah, I clicked it. It brought me over here, opened a new window. But yeah, that is nice. And then you have, like, the, obviously, the edit this file. There might be, like, a little bit of, like, you know,
overwhelming
for non-technical people, but for the most part, it's there. Yeah, I mean, I like it personally. I like the more official stuff, the more public facing stuff.
Yeah, same. And yeah, Docusaurus has good support, and yeah, definitely like SEO optimize all that stuff. And it's just kind of,
I think we nice. Can like we can bounty or like of creating like what are, because I was thinking like on levels, you know, like you just got here, like what do you need to know? Maybe it's not a good idea starting with Ethereum, by the way, you know, that's what was the thinking by the time. But like I was thinking in levels, kind of like on a journey that's where people are like reading until get into the specific case. Maybe we can bounce like the creation of like what are those tutorials. But also there was a proposal for onboarding at the same time. There's a little overlapping with the pod community there. But I don't know, we can elect those files and like put them for grabs here and kind of fabricating them quickly, like bouncing them. So we don't
Great use of funds for sure. And you know, it can come from either the community pod or ours. To just get some nice polished, like useful pages up there.
Nice. And I really like the AI thing that reads the whole docs and the other websites, because it can really ask you like Discord announcement, what to format a pod tech meeting agenda right on the website as well. So it's very useful. Like, I don't have to repeat myself if I have a link to send, you know, because I made like 6 invoice share screen meetings like to help people to create USDC proposals. Now that I have a link, I'm on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I sent the latest version on the text chat.
To me?
Mm-hmm. The text of or voice chat.
Oh yeah, the leaves. Okay. Wait, why is this one different than mine? Oh, I'm on a different. Okay, this is just dark view. Is it though? Yeah, okay. I mean, I like it. However we got this set up, I mean, it would probably make sense to, I mean, I guess you can gatekeep it if you want. I don't see why not. But where is the GitHub for this? Is right here. Oh, it's your personal. Okay. Yeah, I mean, to me, it would make sense to transfer this over to the, I guess we could somehow, oh, it's already forked. We just make a PR for this into this, and we should be able to update it.
I think it's on my personal, because like when you have an organization on GitHub, Vercel charges you a premium account for like hosting it, so it's a domain thing, you know. I don't know how you're dealing with that, by the way.
I have no idea. I mean, it's just
are we all fancy and have premium stuff?
No, not me.
Does Move knows? Move still around?
What's up?
Do you know how we deal with the Vercel premium requirements for like running stuff from our org on GitHub?
It's set up with the CI/CD connection. That's really it. Basically, whenever you merge, it deploys a new.
I know how Vercel works, but like if I deploy stuff from my personal account on GitHub, it's free.
But if I deploy from like skhive.org on GitHub organization, it requires premium to host domains. You know, so I don't know if you have a Vercel premium account.
Yeah, gaming added me to the NARS one.
And you have a Vercel premium account?
I am on the NARS one, that's it.
It says like team, like Vercel teams?
Right.
Okay, so that's the paid one, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, it's $20 a seat right now. Per month.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly why they're like different between themselves. Mine says two ahead and three behind, but it's not like relevant commits that change the website that much. So many versions behind.
Well, I do think that this is, if you go to the actual page, there's a branch that's called like gh-pages. And that seems to be the one that actually gets like, this is like the built version of the docs or something.
Yeah, because using GitHub page and I'm using Vercel. And so you use that branch and maybe okay. So maybe if you try to deploy the main branch, you're going to be on the latest.
Maybe, yeah. I just don't know how to do that. I don't think there's
a couple caveats of how it works with GitHub pages. But I don't know those off the top of my head. I've worked with it before, but I'm not sure if I got it running there. It'd be easy to look into, though.
Yeah. I mean, we can make a bounty for this right now. Something along the lines of basically just like updating the, you know, I mean, I feel like this would immediately fall in your lap, Vlad, since you're the one who controls the other, you know, the other version of it. The other for the branch of it, but
yeah, but I transferred the repo to NARS some time ago, you know.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, can we move figure out like a deployment
from NARS Vercel account. Maybe he can deploy from this Vercel, he's using the NARS docs project, and you can see from there.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Oh, you said there was a different branch, right? The GH pages.
That is an old built version, but I think what Vlad's saying is that this new version that I have on the screen right now is like the, you know, it's the one with the most up to date docs on it. And it should be the main branch, right?
Yes.
Okie dokie, let's see. Is there any environment variables or anything?
I was going to check that right now.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah. I just need to hit the button.
Hit the button. Let's see what reveals. Settings. Oh, there's no environment variable because actually the AI thinks if the API key exposed it there because I was testing and never changed. Probably have to change that. I don't remember. But no, no environment variables. and the AI thing is on my email. So. So I'm probably not able of doing a better job thinking about like the topics itself. So if there's someone that thinks like can do that, it's open. If not, I can try and paste here on the thread. So we can decide the topics and assemble the bounties from that.
Yeah, I mean, we can just do them sort of like, you know, async when as they show up and as they come to people. But, you know, I think the one that Jasper did, maybe we can give you like some retro compensation on that one. I don't know how much time it took, but always sucks to do the work and then somebody be like, hey, who wants to do the same exact work for money now?
This Mandible thing is the AI thing move. That Mandible component, you basically just import a search and put some props on it. And I agree with the Jasper compensation because like doing the first is kind of leading, you know, the thing. And it's generating this whole conversation. So send it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe we'll wait. Well, maybe we can make an official, like, you know, an issue for it. And then you already have obviously the content and stuff like that. And the final step can just be like merging it in and getting it deployed. And then we can run it at the, yeah. Because I don't want to do it prematurely, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, the content's done, but we need to get the doc set up before we can, you know, do it proper. But obviously, that's all you.
Totally. And that's something that, yeah, no, that's, I like those lines we draw, like, on the pod community, like, you have to start recording, finish recording, put on Notion, finish the Notion document, and then you mark, okay. So, yeah, I think when the PR is done, we should link the PR on the transfers.
Yeah, if it's possible.
What's this warning there? Node version.
I didn't know that there was like a way to add random details to it. Cool. Let me see what else do we have on here. You guys have anything else you want to talk about in regards to like the docs? I mean, I know Mul's still playing around with it, but we can talk about other stuff. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the only other things that it had open were, like, I know last week we talked about, like, the NARS auction, like, Farcaster frame. There was some kind of, like, discussion about whether or not we wanted to, I guess, like, hire it out to the Nouns Builder people or do it ourselves, and we decided we wanted to do it ourselves.
Sorry, that's just me these days.
Oh, true.
That's why. Sorry, I thought I was still muted too. Not it.
Yeah. So that, and then like obviously just like open discussion about like send it shit. I mean, that's kind of the end of the list that I have, to be honest. So I don't know too much about that frame or who was working on it or who wanted to.
I was working on the frame, but I got stuck on the state of the frame, it's kind of tricky to deal with states on frames because they aren't real front-end components. But I found Frog. There is a framework for frames development that has a button for transaction. So in my test, I was able to tip send it through a frame, so I understand how to call a contract to deal with the bids. But I'm kind of busy with other stuff, so I didn't have so much time to work on it. I make a progress, but not a real progress for the time I think we want to have it done, you know? So if you think it's better to call somebody else to do with me or just hire another collective for doing it, I'm okay with that, but yeah.
I'm kind of like, you know, I'm leaving that up to everybody else. I don't really have much of a, I'm not like super eager to get that done. I don't know if other people are for some other kind of deadline, but if you want to take your time on it, that's fine. I mean, maybe make a repo that, you know, lets people kind of hop in and out, but I think that's fine.
Yeah, I have the repo. I will find it later and send it on the tech group here in Discord.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that we could like retroactively compensate to, since we don't have like it's like a pretty big thing. You know what I mean? I guess maybe not. I'm not really sure what goes into the frames, but at the very least, it's, well, I don't know. I guess we could make an issue for it or a bounty for it. What do you guys think?
I think if you do it, it has to be fun. You know?
I'm high, so I'm having fun.
Dang, I didn't know that we had I didn't know we had Noggles in Chicago.
So I will keep trying until we have some like urgent to have this on Farcaster, and I will take my time doing the reporting and talking about it on the tech pod. But yeah, I will keep trying. Thanks.
Okay, so decisions are made, like documentation, make kind of like something from inside to outside, but your intern communication, where do you put the agendas and that stuff? Did we make a decision on that?
I mean, I think the agendas might be a little bit much for that, just because I could see that getting messy. Like, I don't mind the agendas just staying in the Discord channel, and then like we have the discussion forum thing on GitHub for them. I feel like with the docs, like it should be like polished, like, you know, public facing.
No, I don't think they mix. I don't think they mix. I'm just asking, like, if it's Discord or if it's GitHub or, yeah.
Oh, for the agendas?
Or if it's Discord, like, it could at least have a thread for it or a room that only the pod tech can see. Or it can be pinned at the end of every meeting.
Maybe I'll try to start getting in the habit of creating a, like, one of those discussion threads on GitHub ahead of time. No. Because, like, nobody's really commented on any of the GitHub stuff, so it seems like maybe there's too much friction on that. Obviously, like Discord, we're all already here, so chatting about the agenda. I'll try and get it like maybe a day before instead of like 5 minutes before. But we can do a separate discussion thread in the tech pod meeting. Or the tech pod channel, sorry. But I'll still publish like the notes and the you know, the recording to the GitHub. All right. Well, to be honest, I'm out of stuff to talk about, so I'm down to call it if you guys are.
Yeah, I think last week we were went for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't want to do another 2 hour one.
Get in the habit of that, unless it's, you know, especially important. I'm all caught up. Thank you.